Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Welcome. Hello.
We are calling for, I believe, the first time, the Northern Territory of Australia. This is Coralie, I hope.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Coralie?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's Tony and Ryan. We were worried that maybe we'd called the wrong number, the wrong person, the wrong state.
Yeah, that would not be like us at all.
No, that's okay. Me.
Can you confirm, Coralie, have we, because we can't remember ever having a Northern Territorian on the pod before. Do you ever recall, or can you claim that you're the first one?
I mean, I'll claim that I'm the first one, but I think there are a few in the group. I've tried to look and see if my friends are like following.
Oh, well, if they're not, make sure they are soon. Yeah. Otherwise,
yeah,
there's going to be trouble.
Forever, you will be the first ever Northern Territory approver. So, well, if, Coralie, will you approve this podcast?
Yes, absolutely.
Fuck, after that huge build up, that would have been fucking awkward.
I was going to say, pretty big claim. First person ever do it, she's like, fuck
nah,
no.
Suck one.
Hey, it's Coralie from the Northern Territory, and I approve this podcast.
Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Welcome.
Next Saturday, we are hosting our Hot Fun Garbage Truck. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on St Kilda Beach, and coming up today, I've got some intel of what people are going to bring to put in the garbage truck.
Ooh.
So some tarpers have shared their stories, and there's a few questions about what clothes people should be throwing out of theirs, but also what of their partner's clothes should be going.
That's a really tough question, I think, because, are you crossing some lines by trying to...
Well, we'll decide.
Oh, okay.
And there's some decisions we need to make on behalf of some other tarpers.
Oh.
So that's coming up soon.
I also have something that I need to discuss with you.
When you looked down and was like, what am I talking about on the show again? And then you looked at your laptop and you started pissing yourself and...
Okay. As we all know, when I come back from holidays...
Oh, God.
I change. I'm a different person. And I could quite confidently say that this year I do feel so refreshed and re-energized from the break. And I know that like resolutions, like New Year's resolutions are bullshit because because they make everyone feel like shit. And you say, oh, I'm not going to drink any fizzy drink for the year. Yep. And then it comes to the 3rd of January and you go, oh, well, just one.
Yeah.
And then you have one and then you go, oh, well, the whole year's fucked now. I might as well not try.
Yep.
So I read this thing online and it said that instead of thinking about resolutions, think about intentions.
Mm.
So if you intend to do something and it's, you know, like you're trying to put it at the forefront of your mind and you can go, you know what, I did have a fizzy drink today, but it doesn't mean that I just have to
ruin
have one.
The year.
Yeah, like the whole year's not fucked.
Okay, because last year you came back and said, I'm unflappable, I will never get angry or raise my voice.
Yeah,
Torbs, your partner, came back and was like, I'm into golf, I'm going to play golf every week. So I guess what I'm saying is I will obviously always support you and be on your side.
Yeah.
But like that.
Yeah. So you say that, but I feel like I might be about to lose you.
Okay.
Yeah. So my.
Okay. No. Okay.
So my biggest intention for this year is that I want to slay every day. I just want to like
slay
fucking kick the dick of every single day.
Yep.
And instead of going, oh, I'm going to exercise every day for the rest of my life or meditate every day for the rest of my life or eat healthy every day for the rest of my life, I'm like, oh, what can I do today?
I love that.
And it has...
Don't get ahead of yourself, bro.
Exactly.
Just nail today.
Because that's what I do. I go, oh, well, if I exercise on Monday, I've got to do it every day for the rest of the week. Or if I eat healthy in the morning and I don't do it at nighttime, then the rest of the week's fucked. I've got to wait till next Monday. I'm just going to say, like, what can I do today to make myself better? And I actually think... It has made such – I know that it's only, the 13th of Friday 13th, spooky. I know that it's, you know, we're halfway through the month into the year. Like, we're not that far in. But I feel like it's already made such a huge difference.
I've seen days slayed.
Have
by
you?
By Tony Lodge.
Do you actually think that...
I've seen bodies of days.
Because I'm just fucking killing them. Yeah. Do you actually...
I'm not just fucking joking.
Do you feel like... Because I'm really trying hard to, like, think about being mindful of, like, each day rather than trying to get ahead of myself.
Well, I think, like you said, just suddenly the pressure of... I've got to run every day for a year.
Yeah, right.
That sounds daunting. I was going to go for a run later today. I can probably do that.
Yeah. If I just go, oh, well, can I run today? And I go, well, yeah. I don't have to think about whether I can do it tomorrow. I just have to think about today.
Yep.
Okay. And I think that's really helping.
Okay.
It's very good. So.
Yeah. No, okay. We get it, mate. What the fuck are you laughing at?
No, okay.
Because I'm sus now.
Just because.
No. Yeah, no.
All okay. right. So over the break, right, I thought about buying something. And I stopped myself from buying it, but I've been thinking about it nonstop. The first time I had the thought was on Christmas Day.
Was it a ham? Oh, Christmas Day. Was it wet wipes for the back of your car?
Oh, after my little dog pissed and shit in my car after taking her to the beach.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Merry shitmas. sorry.
Okay.
It was not wet wipes.
I'm just trying to think what's triggered you on Christmas to make you want to buy this thing.
Yeah. I've been thinking about it for about 3 weeks now.
They do say you have to put 24 hours between your purchase.
Yeah, they do say that.
Sleep on it.
Yeah.
But it seems like you've slept on it 21 times.
Yeah, and I've been actually thinking about it.
You've read all the reviews?
I've read.
You've watched the YouTube tutorials?
Yes. And for context, Torbs said go for it. He was like, I think that's great. Everybody else I've conferred with has said, oh, Ty, I don't know about that. I want to buy a stand-up paddleboard.
Yeah. okay.
You're being really kind.
How often do you get to the beach?
Well, I went on Christmas.
And how long did you stay?
About 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's quick whip around the bay, isn't it? I'm pretty fast. I feel like now is an important time for you to maybe ask how many times I've been.
Have you ever gone paddleboarding before?
No. Okay. Never done it before.
Now, one thing I do know about you is, like, I wouldn't say you're quick to judge. That sounds bad. But if you, like, jumped on a paddleboard, it was really fucking hard, you'd just be like, no, that's not for me.
Yeah.
So is that fair?
That is fair.
Yeah.
Because I like to be good at things straight away, like this podcast.
Yeah. Well, you do like to be good. You don't like to not be good at something.
Yeah.
So if you're not good at it right away, you're just like, it's not for me.
Yeah. I think that I'm making like a good grown-up choice, but it's actually just like being dismissive of something that maybe I'm not good at straight away, but I could get good at.
Could I, as a soon-to-be suburban dad, just give some real dad advice here?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you, because I know they exist, get a, it's like a 4-lesson stand-up paddleboard lesson at St Kilda Beach, because St Kilda Beach, minimal waves.
Yeah.
And they're lessons for beginners. And also it's like minimum waves, but it's sort of like waist height out for ages. So you can just stand up next to the board. You can jump on, you can jump off.
Yeah.
You're not like out in the fucking ocean. You can't stand up. Trying to crawl back up onto it.
Oh, yeah. And because I've got no upper body strength. So like I actually don't think I could climb back up onto a board.
Okay. Well, there's your. Okay,
you know what I mean?
When no upper body strength.
Yeah.
Big red flag for stand up.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
If you commit to 4 of them.
Yeah.
A, you'll learn how to do it. But then maybe after the second go, you've gone, oh, I've always wanted to do it and now I've done it and whatever.
Yeah,
but maybe that's
I see
a good, like, do the 4 and then go,
yeah.
No, I've learned how to do it. I actually fucking like this. And coming down here every Sunday morning has actually been a real fucking.
It's really good.
It's really good.
Yeah. So I've actually already bought it. So that's really good advice, though.
Fuck. Okay. Come on. Okay. Was it yesterday or today I was talking about
sorry.
Fucking hell. About something that's out of character and in character of Tony Lodge. This is a new thing I've learned about Tony.
Yeah.
And I'm going to call it Tony's Cliff. Right?
Yeah.
Because this is the same as the Audi?
Yeah.
It's the same as the dog. It's the same as many other things.
Uh-huh.
You're walking along the top of the cliff and you're like, will I? Maybe. I've read the research. I've had to think about it. But then it just gets to a point, the edge of the cliff, yeah, and bang.
And I just do
and
it.
And it's on.
Or sometimes the cliff is not doing it.
But it's just like there's no like, oh, I've read into it and after a while I kind of thought maybe not. Or I've read about these dogs. So then I went from, yes, we will get a dog. So then I went and started to meet a few and yeah, it was just like, oh, I've been thinking about a dog. Okay, cool. And then you fucking roll in and you're like, here he is at home.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Has it arrived yet?
It's actually due to arrive today.
Where are you gonna put it? They're fucking huge.
It's an inflatable one.
Have you got something to inflate it with?
Comes with a pump.
Are you going to pump it up on the beach?
Yep.
Okay. Oh. There's so much to unpack here.
Okay. It's actually just like a six-piece thing. Nice.
That's very funny.
Thank you.
But it's not the time for funny because sorry, you've done a bad thing. First of all,
yep.
To quote Tony Lodge from 2 minutes ago,
yep,
I have zero upper body strength.
Yep.
What do you think stand-up paddleboarding is?
It's paddling.
It's upper body strength.
Yeah.
Which you have none of.
I'll build it up.
I'm
practicing.
You pumping up the stand-up paddle board.
I am worried about that.
Is an upper body workout to the point where by the time you've pumped it up, you're like, fucking unflate this dog and put it back in the car because I am done.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that is fair enough. Maybe the thing that tipped me over the edge was because I've been thinking about this.
Okay. So hang on. Christmas Day, okay, did you see one?
No.
What triggered what was the original life?
So when we were at...
It was when you were at the beach.
When we took Pippa to the beach,
yeah,
it's like a really flat bay.
Yeah.
And I thought, that would be a great place to stand up paddleboard.
Yeah, okay.
And then I thought, that's me now. Wouldn't that be good? In the morning before work, I could go down there, have a little paddle, and then come into work after that. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Have you ever paddled or kayaked?
Nah.
Been...
No. I used to have my skipper's ticket. Like,
what's
so
that mean?
Like drive a boat.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So like I'm, you know, I'm a water girl.
Oh, my auntie's into I think if you how's your balance?
Amazing. I've got very good balance. I used to surf. I used to surf all the time with my dad. So I'm hoping it's kinda like that.
Cause my auntie, they're up on the houseboat and whatever.
Oh.
And they're up, you know, at the lake for Christmas.
Right.
And so now they've got into this thing where they won't like walk around to their friend's boat. They'll like just paddleboard across.
Sure.
And they'll be like fully dressed like with the salad for dinner.
Yeah.
So they're getting real confident. And that's just who they are now.
Yeah.
And this is my auntie. So if she can do it, I mean,
you're
half her age.
Oh, hopefully a bit
more.
Less than that.
Yeah. Okay. So. And this isn't to be mean.
Yeah.
And this isn't, it's not my story.
Okay. You're making
between the two of us.
Yeah.
Who would you say is like, when it comes to something like this, maybe, why are you looking at me like that?
Keep saying what you're saying.
No, I've quit the podcast.
No, what were you going to say?
I'll skip the middle bit, but I was going to say.
Were you going to say out of the two of us, who would be better at this?
I was going to say more coordinated.
I'm super coordinated.
Okay.
I'm actually not worried about – I'm mostly worried about the upper body strength is my biggest thing.
So I tried stand-up paddleboarding at St Kilda.
Did you?
Dave Parsons has one. I was like, can I borrow that for a day?
I should have done that. I just borrowed someone's for
a
day.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Because we were filming a video and I was like, oh, we'll do a – I was like did 10 like fun things in a day.
Oh, that's whatever. Fun. Oh, we don't need to borrow one next time. I've got one coming.
Well, I couldn't get up.
Really?
Yeah. And I've just got a montage of me trying to stand on it.
Fuck. Oh. So.
It's one of those, once you figure it out, it's probably easy, but just like, I don't know. I just
getting
couldn't get
used
it.
To
I couldn't
it.
Get onto it.
So let me tell, so the thing that
You've
like tipped.
I already fucking bought it, fucking.
So now. The thing that like tipped me
we'll
over the
edge. We'll be here in time right? for when we go to St. Kilda next week.
Yeah.
Bring
it
down.
It should be. It's supposed to come today. Like
Bring
Friday
it down.
Today.
Bring
so
it down.
The thing is that I'd thought about buying one for a few weeks. And then my friend Bree posted that she was at the beach, mm-hmm. Josh and Bree,
yep.
our mates. She was at the beach and she was stand up paddleboarding with two of her girlfriends.
Love
and
it.
She said, I've never done this before, but I loved it. I think I'm going to buy one, lol, was like her story.
So it seems like she tried it first.
So I messaged her and was yeah. like, oh my God, I've been thinking about buying one. Is this my sign? Should I get one? And she goes, yes, I'm going to buy one. Let's. So we kind of like hyped each other up.
Well, I do.
So I had it in my cart, yep. but I hadn't hit go yet.
Can you text me how much it costs?
I can tell you. I got a good deal, right? It was $300.
Oh, I don't know why. I was expecting like $1,500.
Yeah, well, you can buy them for $1,500.
Yeah, okay.
You can. So what I think I'm going to do. It was $300. They cost about $50 to hire or so.
Yep.
I'm going to give myself 2 months.
Mm.
If I use it 6 times, I get to keep it.
Okay.
If I don't use it 6 times into, so that would mean that it would be $50 a go,
yep.
which is what they would cost to hire.
Yep.
If I don't use it 6 times in 2 months, I'll sell it and you don't have to hear anything from me about
it.
Ever
I want to hear all about it. I want to hear about how it's sitting in the garage. I want to hear about how it's still sitting in the garage.
No, but you'll only have to hear. I'll give updates for 2 months. But if I don't use it,
mm.
I will sell it.
If.
Or give it away.
It arrives, you were saying, later today.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean you're out the Savo?
Well, this Sunday, yep. I've already got plans to go with my friend Bree and her two girlfriends stand up paddleboarding Sunday morning at Black Rock.
Is Pippa going?
No, she's not allowed to try it until I'm good.
Okay, she can't see mum struggle.
No, because
she could be one of those dogs that sits on the front.
Well, that's exactly what Bree said.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think that let's make sure I can, you know, I'm not going to hold the salad for dinner on
yeah.
the paddleboard until I know I'm good.
Auntie Sally is taking the dog across on the board.
Yeah. Well, it's very cute when
it
you see people
cute.
Do
and
that.
And the dog loves it and stuff.
Yeah.
I
think Pip would love it because she doesn't like the water. So I think she'd like being
well,
sitting
say,
down.
Like, yeah, maybe this is her way to like the beach.
Yeah.
That she gets to go with mum on the water.
Yeah. So Torb said that he would come down and help me pump it up. Because that was already a consideration.
I think that's a part of it. I think you need to learn to do that.
Okay. All yeah. right. Well, maybe I'll
but
buy.
If Torb is heading down, I'd love for him to film it. And I'm sure I speak for many a Tafa when I say we would all love to see how this goes.
I also bought myself a little waterproof bag so that when I do go in the drink, my car keys are safe. So that I can get home.
I actually agree that, like, I can picture you loving it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But I think it's the same as when I picture me being really good at golf. And
oh.
I go, that does look like fun.
You and Torb should go play golf.
Fuck no.
Torb loves golf.
So he keeps telling everyone
yeah.
he'll fucking listen.
Yeah.
But he's never played.
He has. He went once. He did. He went once.
I think what I'm
you're
getting at.
You're being very aggressive about our loves and hobbies right now.
I am.
I support you in everything that you do.
Name one thing you've supported.
This podcast.
That's 50%
me.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, it's a job
yourself.
Now. It used to be a hobby.
I just think in my mind, when I'm good at golf, like, how great. But in
yeah.
reality, when I fucking suck at it,
yeah.
how fucking shit. So and I'm not saying that it might be hard. I'm just saying, like, I hope it's as good as I'm imagining it would be for you.
But don't you think it'd be great if I did, like, you know, trottle down there on the weekend or before work on a Monday or something and, you know, jump in the water, have a little paddle and...
I'm going to ask you this once.
Do you think I'm being too ambitious?
It's good to be ambitious.
Thank you.
That's my answer.
Oh.
I'm going to ask this once on behalf of all TARPers,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not going to ask again. And it doesn't really matter what you answer. It's how you live your life from here that will be the true answer.
Okay.
So, but let me just put the question out there.
But
it's two questions.
We're discussing my intentions. So my intentions,
yeah.
yes.
Two questions.
Two questions.
Are you, new year, new me, 2023, just seeking a new personality? And B, is this stand-up paddleboard going to be your new personality? And like I said, you can't really answer that now. We'll know in a month or so.
You're right. The proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you'll know in 2 months because that's when I'll have to make the big decision of whether I can say
it
or
not. So let's lock
it
down now. What's the date?
It's the 13th of January.
Yep.
So 13th of March.
If you've used it 6 times,
yep.
it stays.
I get to keep it.
And if you haven't?
Then I will sell it or donate it or something. No, you don't. You'll never use it.
I get it. Hey, if you don't want me to have it, then fucking get on that board, girl.
That is great motivation, yeah. Actually.
I can see you using it 6 times, then just putting it away for the rest of the world. You said 6 times.
I met the criteria.
Okay. Watch this space, everyone. And
yeah. We'll check in over the next please, 2 months.
Please.
I'll make sure that maybe I'll post in Patreon or on Instagram or something every time I go for, you know, receipts, virtual receipts.
Please.
Yep, that'd be good.
One more thing to say.
Yep.
And
you haven't been very supportive up to this point, let's be
excuse
honest.
Excuse me.
Have you?
I've got I've got some feedback for you.
Already?
Yep.
No one's even heard this yet. What is it?
Don't come in here again saying stuff like, hey, everyone listening, hey, Ryan, should I buy it if you've already fucking bought it?
I was hooking you through.
What do you think I should do? I don't think this. Well, it doesn't matter because I already fucking did it.
Well, that's the comedy.
Vote now. Should she buy it? Psych, it's already here.
Hey, it's Coralie from the Northern Territory and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon. Not just champion, every tier, your name will be scrolling along the bottom at the moment.
Yep, thank you very much.
Thank you for being here. But a big thank you to Melinda, Courtney Cunningham, Corey Robinson and Tony DeLuca. Thank you very much. Hope you're loving the pod. Thanks for your love and chatting to us in Patreon.
Absolutely.
We reply to all the messages in Patreon.
Yes, yep. Tony's just pointing at herself.
While I'm out on my paddleboard, I just like jump on and just like reply to messages because I'm really good. I never fall in, so I could just like use my phone.
Then who's doing the paddling if your hands are on your phone?
Pippa.
That's ridiculous. She doesn't have opposable thumbs. Tony and Ryan podcast, providing a service for you. Those clothes that have been sitting in a bag.
Yep.
In the bottom of your cupboard or the back of your car. In the garage next to that stand-up paddleboard you never use, you know. Now's the time to actually get rid of it.
Yep, we can help you.
Next Saturday, the 21st of January, 2023. You know how people go back to the start of the podcast and listen again? I have to keep saying like 2023 because I feel like people will listen to this in 2 years and be like, oh, fuck, I'll see you down there.
Yeah, this weekend.
January
and I'm just there with my sup. Like there's no event, but I'm there like stand-up paddleboarding. My sup.
A great time.
What's up?
What's up? So a lot of people are bringing those clothes they're trying to get rid of.
Yep.
But a lot of people are bringing a piece of clothing that their partner owns that they've been trying to fuck off for a fair while.
Yeah, I did mention this, that was going to be my approach.
So Torbs has a green denim jacket that I believe
and it's as awful as it sounds.
R.I.P. Brittany Boucher.
Brittany, so are these tarpers from our Facebook group?
Yep.
Ooh.
My husband has literally 30 different T-shirts and he only wears the same 5. Does that ring true to you?
Yeah, it does.
I've got a lot of T-shirts, but I've got my like go-tos and they're all just white or grey or black. They're all pretty plain, but I'm still, if that one's good, I'll go that one.
Yeah. I've got ones that it's like, oh, that's a great T-shirt, but I can't wear that without a jacket or that's a great T-shirt, but if I wear that one, I have to wear this specific bra or I can't wear that one with jeans because it has to be tucked into my, you know, I've got a lot of clothes with like a lot of caveats, which is not a good place to be.
No.
So I appreciate the 50 T-shirts and only wearing 3.
So Brittany says, is there room for the other 25 in the hot fun garbage truck?
Fucking bring them down, sweetheart.
As long as it's not a couch, according to Tony.
No couches, no fridges. We were told legally we did have to make that point.
But 25 of the spare 25?
Yeah, we'll take the 25 T-shirts.
Becky Robinson.
What do you reckon about flipping this stuff? We could sell it.
No, it's being donated. It's being rehomed.
It is being rehomed. Second life.
It could be sold at some stage down the chain.
Yeah.
But not by
but
us.
But we're not selling it yet.
It's a video show, don't we?
All right. Yeah, sorry.
Becky Robinson, My partner has a Nike t-shirt. He's had it for 15 years and the musty smell is permanent. Doesn't matter how many times she washes it, she just can't get this smell out.
Yeah.
It's got holes from when the washing machine was a bit hungry. It's got holes from moths. It's got holes in the armpits, you know what I'm saying there?
Or, you know, when you, like, T-shirt gets quite old and thin and it gets crusty on the armpit, like, because from your, like, deodorant build-up or whatever. Yeah.
So they've been together for 8 years and Becky said, I've seen him wear it once in the 8 years. And even when we met 8 years ago, it was already, like, on the outer and shit.
I thought that you were about to say that this is his old faithful, that he it's his around-the-house T-shirt. I was like, you can't throw that out. He's worn it once. Fuck it off.
It's beige with the words just do it patterned all over it in a slightly darker beige. It's a no from me. It's the ugliest t-shirt I've ever seen, but every time we do a cleaner, every year, we're like, oh, it's probably time to get rid of this one. He insists that it stays. Becky Robinson then says, I probably shouldn't out Schmecky Schmobinson, we'll see if it's still in the cupboard after Saturday the 21st of January.
You know, good for you. I think that it is time. It's probably going to be one of those things, though. He never wears it, ever, and he's probably going to go, where's that beige t-shirt? I've got to go to a beige birthday party this week. And Becky goes, fuck.
I want to be a boring beige baby.
Yeah, because it's always like, oh, I never wear that red jumper.
Yeah.
And then the next week someone goes, oh, we're doing a dress-up party. You don't have a red jumper, do you? And you go, I've literally just fucked one off.
My number two rule of life used to be never throw out a dress up.
Oh,
for
never.
For that reason.
No.
You got this random ass thing, you fuck it off, and then out of nowhere someone goes, oh, I'm having a party. We're all going to dress up with this. And you just go, are you fucking kidding
me? Yeah, and then you got to go and spend the same fucking overpriced money. They're always expensive.
Mate, the price of a beige Nike t-shirt.
Oh, mate. God. It's probably gained interest, though. It's probably worth more.
Yeah,
we will flip that one.
We will flip that one. Rojwin Jones. Haven't heard from Rojwin in a while.
Yeah.
My partner, a single pair of boxers that has a ball sack hole.
Yeah.
A stray ball popping out on the couch. You don't love to see it, says Ross.
I say that a lot.
Do you?
And yeah, no, you don't love to see it.
Yeah.
Is it
a full ball or just like sack skin?
Nah, it's a ball.
Right,
ball pops out, straight out. Is that Hot Fun Garbage Truck or is that bin?
Bin.
That's bin, I think.
Great call.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't bring
Skip
your garbage. Like, you know, this stuff is, you know, it's going to get a second life. I do like the image, though, of, you know, tossing them in the truck, then we'll grab them out and pop them in the bin.
Okay. Grab them out with tongs, lengthy tongs and rubber gloves past my elbow.
Yeah.
Natasha.
Hi, Natasha.
It would make my 2023.
Fuck, that's pretty good. It's only January.
If I could get rid of my husband's Borat bikini.
Yeah, bring it down. Yeah, say no more. Literally say no more.
He's had it for 10 years and he still wears it all the time to friends' places who have a pool. Borat is no longer funny and it's neither us, and neither is everyone at a barbecue seeing his pubes and his arsehole.
Yeah, you know what? I've seen Ryan in a mankini as well.
Have you?
I've seen like photos of that from years ago when you did it for a gag.
Yeah.
And it's just, I get the joke 15 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, bring that down, sweetheart. You know what? I hope to see a lot of Borat mankinis on the day.
Yeah, man. Wife Alex comments on
wife
the Facebook.
Alex.
Yep. Says, can I please throw out my husband's Bing Tang singlet?
Yes.
The husband, Zach, replies. Because you know when your partner comments on something, it goes to the top of the pile?
Yeah.
So he's like, hey, what's this all about?
Because it's like most relevant to you or whatever. Yeah.
And he goes, oh, my wife's commented on this. And
good to know they're both fans.
He's like, what the fuck's this?
Used to be.
He says, oh, you've thrown that out a bunch of times. To which wife Alex replies, then how come the Bing Tang singlet always seems to reappear?
Oh, wow. We're family court.
We're fucking hit a nerve there.
Yeah,
so
shit.
So I don't know who or what we will see next Saturday from wife Alex or husband Zach.
Zach bought 40 on Wish, and every time she throws one out, he just pulls a new one out of there.
You know, a 50-pack for $3.
Yeah.
Now, this is like a gross thing to say, but like, you know how like the stereotype when you're splitting up chores is like, for some reason, putting the bins out is like the man's job.
Yeah, because it's outside.
It's outside. The guy has to do it.
Yeah.
Do you reckon she's thrown it in the bin Then he goes to throw, take the bin out.
And goes, that's fucking good.
That bing tang singlet, that's still got a fucking couple of ways. Then he'll put it back in the thing. And so that's the circle of life of that bing tang singlet.
Yeah, and she keeps thinking she's gotten rid of it. I've thrown it out 4 times. Yeah.
And even the second time you throw it out, surely a rat would be smelt because you're like, I've done this before.
Surely the second time he'd cut it in half or something.
Yeah.
Like surely after once you'd go, this fucking thing keeps coming back to life.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking cupcroach. Yeah. I keep finding it in the cupboard.
Yeah, it just keeps coming back. And finally, Anne says, hey guys, love the podcast. Love the idea of the hot fun garbage truck, but you've all got it round the wrong way. I ditched the guy, but I kept his hoodie.
Oh.
Smart play.
Yep. Prisoners of war.
Yep.
I feel like a hoodie is yours after, you know, like what's the like squatter's rights?
Squatter's rights, yep. I've worn this 6 or 7 times since he's left. It feels right.
Good on you.
It's yours.
Nah, I fucking love that.
And then I mentioned this to Bridget that we're doing the hot fun garbage truck. And I mentioned it to her whilst I just got up and was just wearing my crappy underwear, which has been mentioned a few times on the show previously. Uh-huh. So just have a quick listen to this.
What's wrong with these?
I can count 10 holes just standing here looking at you.
Yeah, that's where you put your legs in.
How old are they, though?
They're not new.
No, it's like you have to change your underwear every, like, few months or something.
Months?
Yeah, like it's unsanitary to keep them that long.
What's a fucking washing machine for?
That's what I said. She claims every few months you need to be rotating them.
Ah, surely
that's
not.
That bullshit? I was like, this is normal in our territory, but I was like, nah, surely you're getting 2 or 3 years?
I've literally got underwear that I've had for ages. If it's still, if it doesn't have holes in it and stuff.
Obviously,
if it's got holes in it, then that's your choice. But like I only, middle of last year, went on that big rant where I said, throw out your shit underwear because every time you wear it, you got a wedgie all day and you regret having them to fuck it off. But if they're still all together, they're all good, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
So where do you stand on ones that have had holes in them for 2 years?
I mean, they're just not I don't think it's like unsanitary.
Yeah.
It's just that they're fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But if the hole's not somewhere where it's uncomfortable, then.
Well, there is a hole in a pretty.
In the sack area.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Right underneath there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I would fuck those off just because I can't imagine they're comfortable.
No, they're not.
But I don't know about the sack. I don't. That's interesting. If you could let us know on today's episode,
yeah,
thread,
please.
I'd actually love to know if that's a thing.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Unsanitary. I mean, it's a strong word.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry that you have to deal with that abuse at home. If you need a place to stay, mate.
If I need a place to stay, well, I don't know if. How would, if I stayed the night, would Pip did that just do her head in?
What do you mean?
Like she would just be confused.
Nah, she'd be fine.
Okay.
She's so chill.
Me and
she's,
Pip on the couch?
She'd probably be happy to sleep with you, yeah.
Okay, great.
She does like curling up on the couch and she likes it out there because that's where the aircon is.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Aircons are Melbourne's going through a bit of a heatwave at
it
the
is,
moment,
yeah.
So.
And Pippa sleeps between Torbs and I.
It's heating up the room.
And it's, yeah, all three of us in the bed is like pretty close.
Sweating it up.
Yeah.
Sweating it up. Have you got a love to see it?
I do. Jordan Ashley shared this in our Facebook group. We've got a Facebook group, Tony and Ryan Podcast. It's where all of our normal nars come from. It's where all of those comments that you just shared come from. Jordan shared on our You Love to See It thread, it's my last week in my current role before moving on to my dream position.
Get it, Jordan.
I'm super excited. How good is that? So, Jordan, it's fucking January.
New year, new me.
And she's hit those fucking goals already.
And she's not driving to this new job. She's paddleboarding there.
Yeah. I'll drop her off.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got a fucking 200 kilo rating. I can take 3 people with me.
Jump on board, ladies.
Yeah. People will come. We've got the salad.
Yep.
Your auntie Sally's
there.
Sally's
on there.
Yep.
Fucking how good's that? New year, new job.
Love that for you, Jordan.
And the dream
you
job
fucking,
as well.
You fucking love to see that. As somebody who has in the last year acquired and reached their dream job,
yep.
I feel
you're
that for your sister.
Me and BJ, the dog, the Kelpie, we went and played football yesterday.
Cute.
Got home. It's pretty warm, a bit of sweat on the brow.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, go get a bit of water. And Bridget goes, do you want a Zupa Duper?
Oh,
and I
nice.
Went, yes, I fucking do. And Zupa Dupers are my, you love to see it, and a hard recommendation.
Yeah.
Now, if you're not familiar with the Zupa Duper,
I was going to
say. Tony, how would you describe them?
So it's like a plastic tube.
Yep.
And it's got like cordial in it.
Yep.
And it, but it's an icy pole or an ice block or ice lolly or whatever. But yeah, instead of it being on a stick, it's like a 30-centimeter tube.
Yep.
You put them in the freezer and then you like snip the top off when you want to eat it.
So they're frozen. They got all the flavors. What's your go-to flavor of a Super Duper? Because we got like a 40-pack and it's like got five of each flavor.
Yeah.
For like $3.
Yeah, they're so cheap. The red one, like the raspberry one.
Raspberry, yeah. Yesterday went a lime.
I do. A lime is good. The cola one, not for me.
No, well, it's not Diet Coke.
No, it's not.
If there was a Diet Coke one, would you?
Probably. I'm not really into frozen Coke.
Okay.
Like, you know, even at the cinema or whatever.
Yeah.
The lemonade one's really good.
Really good. Yeah. Because there's like a dark red and then like a lighter pink, which is sort of like maybe like a strawberry gold guava or something.
Oh.
They're a bit fucking lush.
Oh.
But when you've got like the 40 pack.
A smorgasbord of flavors.
Buy it in bulk and just throw them in the freezer.
Yeah.
Getting home on a hot day and having a Super Duper, then you just cut the top off with the scissors.
Wow, you guys really are about to become parents. That's a real mum thing to have
really
in the freezer.
I just would never have thought of it. But when Bridge goes, do you want a Super Duper? There's some in the freezer. And I just went, that's fucking made my day.
Yeah, that is good. I like that.
And it's the simplest and the cheapest of things.
So cheap,
But I was just like, how good's this?
Oh, yeah, that's a great. You love to see it. Oh, Jordan, fucking crack open a Super Duper.
Yeah.
Enjoy your new job.
Imagine rolling on the first day to a new job with a Super Duper in your hand.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, cool, could you put in your email address here? And you're like, got your sticky hands like all over everything.
No problemo. We'll chat to you on Monday.
Have a great weekend.
And next week is Hot Fun Garbage. It's next Saturday.
Yeah, we got 8 days. But this weekend, obviously, I'm off paddleboarding.
Fuck. Keep your eye on Tony Lodge's Instagram stories.
Yep. I'll be paddling up a storm. So I'm not going to start saying that. That's not part of it.
Okay, great. Out for 2023 then. Okay, great. Excellent. All right, see you on Monday.
Love you, Bob.